Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Brian Hogevane, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing awesome. I've been talking about you now for weeks, reading the awesome write-up you have about why people should check out AmeriCash. Tell us a little bit about the store.
Oh, it's AmeriCash. You know, we've been in Westmont for the past 30 years.
Family business.
Yep, family business. We cover broad spectrum of items that we always look at for anything that anybody might be interested in selling, including, of course, jewelry, watches, artwork, sports memorabilia, you know, just items of, you know, interest, items of value. We do crystal and just a numerous amount of just unique or different kinds of items. Sometimes we've even had pieces in that were, let's say, part of an old car or historical value from military items, you know, et cetera. So there's a lot that we do look at.
So people bring in a lot of different things.
Oh, absolutely. You would be you'd be surprised. You know, some stuff may have value, and sometimes it just simply doesn't.
Either way, it's fun to find out, I will say. Or maybe not fun if it doesn't have any value, but at least you know, right?
And that's what we encourage everybody. We always tell everybody, bring it in, let us check it out before you throw it out. I mean, I can tell you a quick story here where we had a customer who brought in a bunch of jewelry, or what they thought was jewelry, only to find out that everything was actually just costume jewelry.
Oh, no.
They proceeded to actually tell me that they had sorted it themselves and threw away the costume jewelry.
Uh-oh.
Fortunately for them, the garbage people have not picked up their trash yet. They went back home, picked everything out of the garbage. It was fortunate it was all in one bag, and brought it in, and we were actually able to pay them for the stuff they threw in the garbage because they thought it was nothing, $1,000. So that's why we just always encourage, you know, you never know. Just always let us check it out before you throw it out.
I love that because so many of us hold on to things because it might be worth something one day. And then the moment comes to, you know, to clean the house, to clean this, and you just like, eh, never mind. It's like if you waited that long to keep it in a drawer, go to Westmont on Ogden Avenue and just stop by and see you at least check, right?
Absolutely. You definitely always want to make sure you check the items out before you throw it out. Which actually another thing is, surprisingly, a lot of times what people don't realize have value, or in a lot of cases can add value to some of the items they have, is the original boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So many times people will look at it, this has been sitting here forever, just throw that box out. And it's like,
Keep
the box. If you happen to have it, just bring it along, because you never know what may or may not have value. And once we tell you, hey, this is worth something, here's an offer, or we say, hey, this is something for you to give away or throw away, at least then you'll know. And you can always see us right at 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont, Illinois.
Absolutely. Right by my eye doctor, by the way. Not shout out to them. I won't say their name on here. But I see you guys all the time and have for a long time, and I'm thrilled to have you in studio. Okay, a lot of us have probably seen a show episode or two, maybe more. Maybe we're addicted to some of those shows. What is the experience like for a customer walking in compared to maybe what they see on television?
Well, on television, of course, what everyone needs to, of course, I'm sure, understand is that it is for TV.
Yes.
So there is the dramatics and the theatrics that are put in there to make it interesting. And, you know, having to call in an expert for everything is not what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have our resident experts right there ready to look at an item, assess a value, and make fair offers for what somebody has.
Right.
I mean, it's really straightforward. You just walk right into our showroom. No appointment is necessary.
It's comfortable, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Friendly,
comfortable. We have drinks for our customers. There's always snacks available. It's a family atmosphere. So
right.
We keep it nice and family friendly for people to come in and, you know, feel relaxed. There's no pressure on selling your items. And, you know, we just want to be able to have an opportunity to take a look and see what you have. make you a fair offer. And then in most cases, you could choose cash or check and walk out within minutes.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. I already see the texts flying in. Just a warning, just because you send a picture or you tell us a description, Brian's not going to give you the answer here, everything. You got to bring it to Americash to take a look at it. We're just generally speaking, ballparking the idea of whether certain things may be worth something or, more importantly, come check them out. Oh, we got a lot of texts coming in with your cool stuff. All right, we'll talk about it. Brian the Cash Man here from Americash, 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont. I'm going to give you this phone number away, Brian, here too. 630-969-9600. Call the store, right?
Absolutely. That's the correct number.
All right. Okay, so we're getting a lot of texts about things. Does Brian buy vintage Sports Illustrated magazines? I have so many from the 70s, 80s, and 90s that are in awesome condition. If he doesn't buy, that's okay, but do you have suggestions how to move them? Interesting.
So when it comes to an item like Sports Illustrated magazines, you know, very, very specific issues would, you know, have interest or a possible value. Now, generally speaking, when it comes to the Sports Illustrated, you know, key things like a rookie season or rookie year, if Michael Jordan appeared on the cover, that that might have some, you know, a little more interest. Or it's just as a general rule, signed issue, something that's been signed by the sports personality that's on the cover, that's going to have the value that someone's, you know, looking to buy or add to a collection when it comes to that.
Right.
When it comes to the Sports Illustrated magazines, they are a difficult and a little bit of a slower mover just because it is, of course, dated information, information that's, you know, from past sports, you know,
events and things
like that. So
right, you're not getting the most current information. When
you're not getting the most current. Yeah, you're not getting the most current information. So really, the player specific ones, the Michael Jordan issues generally can do well. Some of the older issues can do it if they have, you know, certain events that happen to be on it. But as a general rule of thumb, it's something that we generally look away from. Unless it's something that is signed or autographed by the sports person.
That makes sense. And I imagine, obviously, age plays a role in it. Conditions of most importance.
Condition is one of the most important factors. More so than age of an item, it's condition. And, of course, demand. I mean, if there's just simply no specific demand for an item, it's just not going to sell.
Which also would be if a lot of people kept their Sports Illustrateds from the 70s, which people do. They don't like throwing away things. Then there's a lot of them out there. It's not like the demand.
It's the same thing we hear when people talk about the National Geographic, if they have any value. The thing is, you know, it would be during the, you know, heyday of the National Geographic, it was an un-American thing to throw out the National Geographic.
Right.
Everybody saved those. So there are tons of those that are out there that are available.
Hey, still check it out before you throw it out. Bring a couple magazines and bring something else you find in the drawer.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Okay. Do you visit a home if they have a lot of stuff?
Yes, I would recommend just to give us a call at the store. You can reach us at 630-969-9600.
Get a lot of specific requests, like a Bobby Hole rookie card, things like that.
That is definitely something that's always going to have some value, and that is a highly condition-sensitive item. So condition is going to be the utmost factor for that, and what's interesting, of course, is when you do get to the high grades of that card, it could attain some high value. But a lot of times, it's such a minute difference that a novice wouldn't necessarily know. But if you bring it in, we're always happy to check it out for you.
Right, because I feel like you're like, oh, this is in great condition. But like, and you do it like on a scale of like to 10, right?
That's correct. So PSA started grading cards on a scale of 1 to 10. 10, of course, being a perfect card, 1 definitely not perfect. But a lot of times, most novice people who don't really collect cards at all wouldn't be able to differentiate the grades, you know, 8, 9, or 10 visually. To them, it would look similar.
Right.
But if you were to, let's say, throw this to a Michael Jordan rookie card, a 10 could be worth $100,000, and all of a sudden you drop down to a 9, it's a $15,000 card.
Whoa, so it's exponential.
That's huge difference in value. So one tiny little number does mean big dollars difference.
And condition isn't only how the card looks, it's how it was printed, right?
That's correct. So if it had a printing error that had nothing to do with you or the way that it was packaged, unfortunately, it is still held against the card.
Right. By the way, the only reason I know all this is because you told me about it a couple weeks ago. I just sounded really smart for two questions.
Not a problem.
That I would not have known about. Look at this. I have a signed Joe DiMaggio. This is funny. Not baseball card. Menu from his restaurant in San Francisco. Very good condition. That's an interesting item.
Absolutely. So an item like that definitely is very, you know, very interesting.
Unique.
But when it comes to you know, a person like Joe DiMaggio, the collectors, they're looking for a signed baseball. They're looking for a signed photo or a signed bat. That is something that's going to attain or have a little bit more value than a signed menu, even though it is from his restaurant. And it is fascinating and it is interesting. As a general whole, the sports collector wants that autograph on a sports item.
Right, exactly. Not like on my tollway receipt, you know, or something like that. Do they even give receipts at the tollway? I don't even know what I'm saying. All right, 630. This is from an avid listener here from Naperville. I have very special things I would never throw out, but I'm afraid to sell them, get cheated out of their top value. So I know a lot of people have concerns, which is why you want to go someone like Brian, who has the expertise that is passed through your family.
That's correct.
And, okay, so here's a couple things. I have two late 1800s button accordions, one made in Italy, one hand carved in Germany, a silver clarinet. I've got 1901 Ford Gabbard survey manual. I don't know what that means. Sherry's got a lot of stuff, interesting things too.
Yes. So when it comes to instruments, they're very subjective based on who the manufacturer is, what the playability is. You know, what is the functionality of a particular item? We've seen, you know, I have dabbled a little bit in some of the accordions, and some have come in where they're, you know, the bellows are not functioning properly, and those have, regardless of the maker, the value is just, you know, no longer there because the cost of repair will well exceed the value of the item.
Okay.
I mean, for those kind of items are, you know, definitely something you'd want to bring in and stop by our store at 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont. And you can always give us a call at 630-969-9600.
I like when Brian goes into radio mode. You stick up your chest a little bit. You give that phone number really well. There, it's good. I got a couple more really quickly. Life magazine's probably similar to the Sports Illustrated discussion. An old radio from the 1940s. Working, if it works, I mean, that could be worth something. I've seen those in antique shops worth a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely. Just, again, a lot of that stuff really depends on the functionality, how well of a condition. And here's a key thing. What a lot of people, they always would restore these at some point in time or refinish them. The refinished stuff is not going to maintain or have the value that an original in top condition item is going to have.
Okay. We have got a lot of texts and a lot of calls. We got to bring you back. You cool with that?
Absolutely.
We're already out of time, unfortunately. I knew this would be good. Okay. Give us the phone number one more time.
The phone number to the shop is 630-969-9600. And just to let you know, we also do look at coins and sterling silver.
Oh, yeah.
And gold.
Rolex watches.
Rolex watches. We're always interested in those items. Please stop on by. We'll be happy to take care of you.
All right. Sounds good. Brian, the cash man. We'll talk soon, okay?
Our pleasure. My pleasure.